Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. I got a whole bunch of that stuff on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me on the boards today, I have Ed. Hey, Ed.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. A beautiful Friday, too.
Enjoy it, because next week's going to be a little different.
Well, I can't complain. I was on a Zoom call this morning, a support group, and there was people in a lot colder places than us.
And they've got ice and snow.
Whoa.
We've got 80 degrees.
Yeah, so I'm not complaining. And unfortunately, Lynn's not with us today. She's a little under the weather. She has it's not COVID. She has a respiratory infection or whatever. So we miss you, Lynn. We hope you're feeling better. And I'm sure she'll be back next week. But I'm glad it's not something that's really serious. So that's really good. I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Jessica in St. Pete. We have Marabella in Largo. And we have Jennifer in Ohio. And as Lynn would say if she was here, welcome, ladies. And as I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to it live on the radio, whether you listen to it on YouTube or Facebook or my website or wherever you can find us. It's all good, because we're here just to help the caregivers in any way we can. I know that your journey is not easy. So we were chatting on the support group I did this morning. And Circle of App was on the show last week or the week before. So I encourage you to go and download the app. It's Circle of, CIRCLEOF. One word. Free app. What you can do is you can set up a community of, like, your family there with a profile of your loved ones. So let's say mom had to get a different medication, or unfortunately mom fell or something. I know the last thing the caregiver wants to do at the end of the day is be calling up half the family and telling them what's going on, because they're exhausted already. So you can set up your first circle, let's say, of your immediate family. And then whatever goes on, you just like send kind of like a text, a post. Because you know you always got that one sister that's going to tell you you're not doing it right. Or you're going to have somebody else telling you something else. Well, the cool part is you can also set up a second circle. Maybe a third, too, where you would maybe have family and friends. So the caregiver can go on and list some things that they could use some help with. I think, first of all, when they finally do this, their friends and family are like, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize how much stuff you're doing, like how many doctor's appointments you have or whatever. So if you put it on there, in your circle, I can go look at the app and I say, oh, you need your lawn mowed on Friday? I'll be there at 2 o'clock. Click, done. So I think it's a really good way for caregivers to ask for help where they feel like they're not directly doing it. But I think it's a really good app for people that want to help the caregivers. Because I want to help you, but I don't know what the heck to do. And like, you're so overwhelmed. But if you give me a list, damn, I'll find something on that list that I can do. I mean, it could be just like coming over and stripping the beds and doing the linens and doing the towels. Just washing them and drying them and changing the bed. You know how big that can be for a caregiver? And how easy it can be for someone that just wants to help. And then everybody feels good on both sides. Another thing I want to tell you about, so I got this email this week. And it's Respite Relief for Military and Veteran Caregivers. So it is through the Department of Veteran Affairs and the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. And there are other supporters, AARP, USAA. But you can get free respite care. And what is respite care? It could be meals. It could be transportation. It could be companionship. It could be med reminders, bathing, housekeeping, exercise, mobility, toileting, grooming. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening to this show that could use help with some of that stuff. So you can just go to Hidden Heroes, hiddenheroes.org/respite. And I'll put all that information into the show. So do we have somebody on the line? Do we have, is it Cindy and Christina?
Yes, it is. Hi, good morning, or good afternoon for you guys.
Yeah, how are you?
We are well. We were digging out this morning of all that, from all that snow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I'm so glad that you're here today. I'm so glad that we have the power of the radio and the internet and everything, too. Even if you're snowed in, we can still talk.
Exactly right, yeah.
So, I met you gals. I'm thinking it's probably like 2 years ago now.
Yeah, I think so.
I love what you do. And before we go into Football Worker, I would just like you to tell our listeners what you do, how this happened, because AE Corner is one of the most fabulous resources there is for caregivers.
Thank you so much, Linda. We appreciate that. Cindy and I started Adaptive Equipment and Caregiving Corner as a YouTube channel in 2015. We were both in home health therapists. Cindy's a physical therapist. I'm a speech therapist. And we were seeing people in their homes for home health, and we kept getting the same questions over and over again. And we were also starting, that was when we were making the switch over from using paper documentation to laptops and stuff. And so we would go in and do our documentation. A lot of the clients would end up looking at the top of our heads because we were having documentation on a laptop. So we thought, let's go ahead and make the frequently asked questions into really short, easy-to-understand videos, and we'll put them on a YouTube channel, and we'll use them as caregiver and individual training. And so that's what we did. We put videos out there about how to go up and down the stairs with a cane, how to use a walker, how to use crutches, how to
Manage
yourself for all this stuff. So we've got all that stuff out on our YouTube channel. And then in January of 2020, we decided to try it as a business. And we went live in January of 2020 just in time for COVID.
Yeah.
So, it worked out well just because everybody was quarantined with.
Yeah.
So what we did when we first started, for a month, we gave out access to our premium videos free to anybody that was quarantined with a loved one and needed some help or assistance understanding how to give safe care.
So, yeah, so the bulk of our library or our subscription plan, our programs, are basic caregiver assistance as far as adaptive equipment, how to care for your loved one, how to keep yourself as a caregiver safe as well as your loved one safe, and help them age in place.
You know, because it's tough. It's tough being a caregiver emotionally, spiritually, physically, and if you can get any help with equipment, that can help you. And they can just, like, go to your channel and do a search and see different things. And sometimes I'm grateful that you let me share some of your videos with my Tuesday tips, because a little 3 to 6 minute video could change a caregiver's life.
Exactly right.
That's exactly right. We just want to help. We want to help people because caregiving's hard on a body, and we want to help keep caregivers safe while they're giving care, so it will extend their caregiving opportunity.
Yeah, it's just so fabulous. I'm so grateful that you were part of my last conference and you're gonna be part of the next conference. Because there's so many different things out there that people just don't know about.
Yeah.
And you kind of like vet them.
Yeah, that's right. We do. And, you know, we've added on to our resource page, too, Linda. We have got a list, a state-by-state, it's not exhaustive, but a state-by-state listing of the lending clauses. So sometimes people will
turn
over their used durable medical equipment. These organizations will clean them up and reuse them and keep them out of the landfill. So if you need a gently used piece of lending of medical equipment, go to our resource page and look up your state and see what are lending closets near you.
Well, and if you don't have all the Florida ones, I'll tell you about some of the ones in Florida. I was just talking to my support group this morning, and locally is the Disability Achievement Center here. And they help people with disabilities, and they help people with diapers for dignity, walkers, whatever, because sometimes, you know, your loved one passes away, and now you have all this equipment.
Nobody wants
it.
That's right. That's exactly
But there's somebody that really needs it.
Exactly. And, you know, and if it's not usable again, then the organization that you turn it over to, lots of times they will recycle that.
Right.
Stuff out of the landfill, and then they recycle it, and the money goes back into the organization. It is really a win-win situation.
Yeah, it definitely is. And just with our senior population exploding.
Right, right.
It's all necessary. Okay, so we're friends, and we talk about different stuff, and my friend Nancy Morris created the Football Walker, and I sent you guys an email one day and said, what do you think about this? And you're like, heck yes!
Yes.
It changed our lives as therapists.
That's right. And what a segue, because this Football Walker is one of those pieces of equipment that can be life-changing and life-saving for a lot of people in the right circumstance. Yep.
All right, so let's tell our listeners first, what is the Football Walker and who might need it?
Right. So the Football Walker is similar to a regular walker, but it has been made so that it has a crossbar that kind of goes up across the top of the walker at a little bit higher height. And it also has a foot, a spring-loaded foot plate that allows the caregiver to counterbalance with better leverage the person that is needing to get up from a chair. So those people that, you know, a lot of the times people that have been rehabbed but just can't get back to the functional independence of pushing themselves up the correct way out of a chair, getting up on their own and need a caregiver to help lift them up out of the chair.
Yeah.
Football Walker is the piece of equipment for that. You know, besides, you know, possibly people coming right out of surgery, maybe with a knee or a hip problem, pain, you know, those first few days are pretty rough getting up and down.
Yeah.
Especially those people that haven't been able to rehab and get back to functioning independently from sitting to standing and needing that caregiver. It is a lifesaver for both the patient and the caregiver.
Yeah, and because I can't tell you how many times my caregivers get hurt.
That's right.
Get hurt helping their loved one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pulling, yanking, lifting, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, right. You're just trying to be helpful at your expense, at your own safety expense, and it just happens that quick, though.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So is the Football Walker something that only people living at home can use?
You know, not necessarily. I think that as a physical therapist, you know, it is going to be great for our individuals and caregivers at home, especially because, you know, most of the time the caregivers are on their own assisting their loved one. But I, as a physical therapist, and I've worked in many different settings, I feel like this would be optimal for long-term care settings.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of clients that just need transferred from a chair to a wheelchair and can take a shuffling step or two, but they can't get up.
Right.
You know? And that's a lifesaver on our CNAs and our nursing staff and our therapy staff. I also feel like it would be very helpful in a skilled nursing rehab setting, because I've had numerous patients that have had maybe a fracture of the foot or a problem with the toe, and they're non-weight-bearing for 6 or 8 weeks. And
yeah,
want to get them up on their good leg, but trying to get them from a sitting to a standing position is very difficult. You know, but once they're standing, they can do, you know, a little stance and work on
that
good leg. So
because we know, like, the most important thing is to stay as mobile as you can.
Exactly right. That's exactly.
You know, it's like it's like mom's just sitting in the chair. She's atrophying in the chair.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care if you get up and dance. I don't care if you take a little walk around the house. You need to move.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to atrophy either. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Really?
It's amazing how quickly you lose muscle mass and muscle strength just within a couple of days of being hospitalized or in a facility like that. And we're talking, you know, about timing, like a couple of days is starting to equal, you know, a half a week to a week of recovery time. As far as, you know, being in a hospital or a setting like that. The other thing, too, Linda, is this Football Walker, you know, there are so many clients that can actually walk with some, you know, supervision or standby assistance with the walker if they can just get up.
Right.
But, you know, we don't want to leave them to not being able to, you know, not get up without significant help from a caregiver, because it puts them both at risk.
Yeah. Yeah, and we know how many caregivers you have. An 85-year-old woman taking care of a 90-year-old husband or whatever.
Yes.
It's tough. It's tough. So any assistance we can have. So All right, so besides football, Walker, because at the second half of the show, we're going to talk to Nancy Morris and Peggy White, who is her friend who she kind of invented this football walker for. Tell me some of the latest and greatest stuff that's going on in equipment that you think my listeners need to hear about, besides the meal lifter. Well, you can tell them about the meal lifter, but that's another fabulous thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to let Christina tell you a little bit about the Capable Jeans.
So we were at the Chicago Expo, Abilities Expo last year, and we ran into an inventor. She's a nurse, and she has invented a pair of adaptive wear blue jeans or denim jeans. And they zip down the sides, and they have super easy to zip and unzip zippers on the side. And they've got loops you could put your fingers in or your thumbs in to help pull it down. But it has Velcro across the waistband at the top. So if anybody has any pericare, anybody that self-catheterizes, they can unzip these pants and they can do what they need to do in the peri area.
Yeah.
A little bit longer, about 4 inches longer in the length of the pants, because that way when people are wheelchair-bound, and they're sitting all the time, their socks show. Dignity issue. She's got a reinforced belt loop in the back of the pants, so caregivers were able to hang on to it and actually use the belt loop because it's reinforced.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about them, too, are they're very fashionable.
They are
you wouldn't be able to know.
Yeah.
I mean, Christina's worn them out when we've done some demonstrations. You wouldn't know any difference that they're not a regular pair of jeans.
Yeah, and they don't have grommets in the pockets, but they don't have pockets on the back, so they don't to cause any kind of skin, pressure sores or skin tears. So.
Well, you know, I don't know if you've heard of Joe and Bella. Joe and Bella is a new adaptable clothing company.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I was chatting with them the other day, and I just love, like, the sweaters and things that, you know, just you can put it on from the front and just a Velcro on the back, because I can remember trying to help my mother get a shirt on, and it was like her arm was bending and it was hurting for her.
Yeah. Plus, trying to do that with an arm, you know, that maybe is not functioning or doesn't have good range, and then you're trying to get it in that arm and then up over the head, it's just very, very difficult.
Well, then you say, why does a mom want to change her clothes?
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right. Yeah. There's a reason. You got to figure it out. Yeah. I mean, for some of your patients and stuff.
So, well, it's just, we have adaptable clothing for children because they need help with their stuff. We all need help.
Yeah. There's also a pair of shoes that we ran into that we met the inventor.
Okay.
Friendly shoes, and they zip on the side for easier access. You don't have to slip your foot into them, or they unzip on the back side, like the heel zips off. So that
you
can slide your shoe. That's friendly shoes. That's a really nice piece of adaptive wear as well. Super easy access.
Yeah, I think we want to make our environment as friendly as possible, because caregiving is tough enough as it is.
Right.
But when we can find different equipment or helpers, whatever, and people don't know about this stuff, and it's really tough, like, to go, like, on the internet and just Google search. I don't know. I'm having trouble putting my socks on, let's say. But they know your channel, AE Corner, my channel, Connecting Caregivers. There's a lot of really good information there, and especially with you guys, you vet your people. So you're not just like, you try the product.
Right.
And you are a physical therapist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
we have an occupational therapist, too, that when it comes to products that would involve activities of daily living, we have her. She'll take it home and try it out as well, too. So,
yeah,
and then we do like a little therapy talk about the product, just so that people can kind of be a fly on the wall and listen to the therapist talk about that particular product. We think that's really helpful for the viewers.
Yeah, it is. And aren't you amazed every day the new products that come out?
Yes, and we're amazed at the inventors, the small people that are just coming out with stuff. And that's one of that's the thing that I just absolutely love the most is, you know, the products that we get to see, the stories that we get to hear.
Yep.
It's just amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, most people invent something because of something.
Right.
Because mom couldn't do this, or I couldn't do this, or dad got hurt, or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden we're like, oh, wow, that's like so fabulous. Now we need to let everybody know about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's what we're trying to do is to shout it from the rooftops and let everybody work a little bit smarter and not so hard. And
yeah, and try to find some joy in this journey.
That's exactly right.
Well, ladies, as always, it's wonderful having you on the show today. You're free to hang out, or if not, you can just listen to Nancy and Peggy in a little while. But I so appreciate you and everything you do.
Thank you. It is our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Linda. We really appreciate it.
And have a great day.
Have a delicious day. All right, bye. And now it's time to hear from our wonderful sponsors, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is, things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, it's all good. And now we have my friend, Dr. Schumann. Hey, Doc. Oh, hang on. We're coming through the switchboard. Doc?
Hello there?
Hi, gotcha. How you doing?
Happy Friday. How's it going?
It's going fabulous, as always.
Awesome. Love to hear it.
So what tip do you have for us today, Doc?
So I just wanted to talk about how important it was to get some good sleep. We talked about pillows last week and how, you know, that can help with comfort levels, but essentially we're talking about falling asleep on time and getting enough Z's so that you can function properly the next day.
Okay.
All right. So one of the most important reasons to sleep is so you can help your immune system fight against those harmful things you might encounter throughout the day.
Well, it's like when you're sleeping, it's kind of like when your body heals.
Exactly right. And that's part of your immune system, right? So you got to make sure, especially with the COVID nonsense going around, everybody's getting sick.
Yeah.
You got to make sure we're doing everything we can to help boost that immune system.
So,
right. Go ahead.
So is it important, first of all, like, to go to sleep the same time?
Well, I mean, you can fluctuate. I mean, it's not the end of the world if you're up for an extra hour, but you want to make sure that you're staying to a similar schedule and that you're getting enough total time of uninterrupted sleep.
So how do you know what enough total time is?
So there's age norms, but the truth is, you know, you're unique, right? So
right, you know yourself.
A similar time, exactly, your whole life, you know. Most people, though, we're looking at 7 to 8 hours for most adults.
Okay.
But a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on you and you knowing yourself. That's what I always recommend, is that you get enough for you to function right the next day.
Yeah. So what if that's not happening?
Well, then you got to figure out why. Is it poor planning? You know, is it stress? Is it pain? Like, what is the reason that's keeping you up, right?
Right.
So if it's something like pain, then maybe trying to get some help with whatever pain you're having to help you function better. Again, that's something that we can help with if it's neck pain, back pain, or joint issues, right?
Yeah. Because I think lots of times we go through our busy day, we're good, and then we lay down at night, and all of a sudden, oh my God, this hurts. That hurts. Absolutely. Or I can't sleep well, or I got to like...
Sometimes it could be more of an insomnia issue.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it's pretty common. So taking some sleep aids, especially natural ones like melatonin, is not a bad idea.
Well, I think sometimes, too, it could be a diet issue.
Absolutely.
So I think that's all things our listeners need to hear about and pay attention to, because I know since I'm a kid, I need my sleep, and I know what it's like when I don't get my sleep. It's not pretty.
So you could be irritable, right?
Yeah.
So it definitely helps your mood, right? It can help you with memory and exercise and preventing weight gain. There's so many things. Like we talk about cortisol, and there's lots of things that affect that sleep affects. But at the end of the day, we know that if you're getting enough sleep, that your body's going to be functioning at as close to 100% as it can.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in today, Doctor. And where can our listeners find you?
So they can find us at alexanderspinecenter.com. And we are located in Seminole on the corner of Park and Seminole Boulevard.
All righty. I'll see you Thursday when I get back from New York.
Awesome. Have a good time.
Thank you. Have a delicious day.
Bye. You too.
And I think we have some other people on the line here now, right? Nancy Morris and Peggy White.
Well, good afternoon, Linda.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
I'm doing great, considering it's 24 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. I can't even. I mean, I'm flying out to New York tonight, to Manhattan, and they're saying it's like 38. I could barely deal with that. I got my, like, long coat, earmuffs, scarves, gloves.
And it's ice.
Yeah, that's I don't like that. Well, I'm going to go from the plane to the cab to the apartment.
Well,
that's it.
Wish you a delicious and safe trip.
Thank you.
Is Peggy there?
I'm here.
Hi, Peggy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Linda. And I'm in Danville, Kentucky.
And what's the weather like there?
Well, ice and snow. We're about 30 degrees.
Oh, goodness, ladies.
Uh-huh.
So you ladies were friends, right? You were friends first.
Long-time friends.
Okay. And so tell us the football walker story, because we had Cindy and Christina on earlier, and they were telling us how fabulous it is. But I think I want everybody to hear the backstory.
Well, it's the most fantastic invention that's come on the market in I don't know how many years for a caregiver as well as the patient. And I was a caregiver for my husband for over 4 years. And after I did finally have to put him in the Veterans Center over in Wilmore, Kentucky, I was paying $4,000 a month out of pocket.
Wow.
So I figure the foot bar walker saved me $92,000.
$192,000.
I never figured it up right, did I?
Wow.
That's
unbelievable. So, all right, so tell us the story, how it happened. So Nancy goes over Peggy's house and what?
Well, we would be back and forth a lot, you know, visiting and doing things together and so forth. And so this one day when Gary and Nancy were both here, they saw what a struggle it was for me to get George up out of his chair.
Mm-hmm.
And Gary said, do you have any paper or some cardboard or anything? And I said, well, I guess I do, Gary. Why? And
yeah.
He said, let me think about something here. And he took the standard walker and held that up there and drew some drawings and so forth. And the next time they came over, he had this footbar walker designed and
made. The prototype.
Yes. It was just one of those things that was just worked out at the right time for me, because I'll tell you, it saved my back and his arms. And
and like, how brilliant is Gary? Like, I could never, like, just look at something like that and figure it out.
Oh, this guy is amazing, Linda. What he can think up is I just wouldn't be invented. it's just the most fabulous invention ever, like I say, for a caregiver as well. In fact, I think every caregiver should have one in the trunk of their car or carry
yeah.
them, because it would save their backs and keep the patient from having, you know, sore underarms and everything.
Well, you know, I can't tell you how many times one of my caregivers pulls their back out or even breaks a bone trying to manipulate their loved one.
Oh, absolutely. And then I took it overseas to the Veterans Center.
Yeah.
They used it for him in his room. And one day, a nursing home facility wanted to see it, and I was taking it out of his room. And this nurse said to me, she said, where are you going with his walker? And I said, well, I'm just going to show it at a nursing facility. And she said, well, when will you bring it back? And I said, well, I could guess I could bring it back tomorrow. She said, well, please do. I use this constantly every day with him and other patients, too.
Wow.
So you can see what it does for the caregiver.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, like I always say, caregiving is not easy. And anything we can do to help in any way, and I want to promote the football walker as much as I can, and I am, like, so blessed that we're surrounded by a community of people that do want to make a difference. A&E Corner and you know, a lot of other companies that...
You're located in Tampa?
I'm in the Tampa Bay area. I'm in Seminole, which is between Clearwater and St. Pete.
Oh, okay. I spent my winters in Lake Placid, Florida.
Did you?
Yes, at Camp Florida Resort for 23 years.
Wow. Wow. I like it here very much. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, if you can't tell.
Oh, I can tell.
But, you know, well, my grandchildren are here now and everything, and I like the sun, and I like no ice.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you wouldn't like it here, because this is it's been a pretty bad week for us, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to fly into New York tonight and have everything be okay. Keep my fingers crossed. I just came back from Germany in the beginning of December.
Well, how was the weather there?
Freezing. Snowing. But, you know, my grandchildren were like, my grandchildren are 18 and over. And,
okay.
And they're outside playing with the dog in the snow. I just waved by the window and made hot chocolate.
Well, hot chocolate can get you through some pretty bitter times, that's for sure.
Yes, it can.
Linda?
Yeah?
The amazing thing about Peggy is she is 93 years young and has been such an inspiration. And when Gary and I saw the toll that it was taking on her health at age 86,
yeah,
that's really what started us wanting to do the footbar walker. But it also made standing from sit to stand so much easier for George, that even though he had Lewy body dementia and a central tremor,
mm-hmm.
he and going through a third hip replacement at the actual time of the invention.
Wow.
But that young man at 88, he would stand up so quick and so easy that his tremor would not even start. And if he tried to push off the normal way, he could almost shake the walker out of Peggy's hands and her arms or whatever she was doing, you know, to help him.
Well, so you go from frustration to success.
Well, I couldn't have gotten along without this walker. I'll tell you that, Linda, right now. It just made all the difference in the world in my life. And one time we were even having lunch in Frankfort, Kentucky, and had been over there with a church group. And there were five women at a table next to me, and this woman saw me not only let George sit down comfortably, but when I got up to take us out, you know, and wheeled it over, and he came up just like a dream. And she said, where did you get that? I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, well, this is the only one in the world. But I'm working on my friends. I'm hoping that they will get a patent on this and start making them, because I said, it will be the salvation for everybody that has anyone that's limited, you know, as far as their movements and so forth.
Yeah.
So it was just my salvation, I'll tell you right now.
But it's a big deal trying to manufacture something and bring it to market and let people know about it and advertise it. And
well, Gary and Nancy have been fantastic friends, and what he invented for me was just worth its weight in gold as far as I'm concerned.
Well, now, Peggy, you're leaving out one part of the story. Behind every successful man is a woman putting her foot down. And I actually thought
true,
of the foot bar
true.
By putting my foot down. And that's the big joke.
I like it, though. That's good. That's good, that fits.
But we love the idea that we are making lives better two at a time. And we know that the product is out there today because of love for them,
mm-hmm.
And Peggy just was a cheerleader that just kept saying, this is too good, too helpful, too revolutionizing to not get this thing patented.
We all need a cheerleader.
And we were retired ourselves, you know.
Yeah, you're like, what the heck?
This is not a young person's game. I'm almost 75, but
yeah,
with a product like this and friends like you and well, Christina and Cindy, that actually get what Gary and I are trying
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, Lori LeBay.
We so
and,
appreciate it. We
yeah.
Can't
yeah.
do it without you, because this has not been a cheap venture, but it has been a blessing to see other people say this
yeah.
has made the difference.
Yeah. So where can people find the Football Walker?
Realize that they need it, you know, and what a wonderful blessing it is to have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go online at www.thefootbarwalker, that's thefootbarwalker.com. And you can order online, or you can call me at 731-924-4444. That's 731-924-4444. And I'll be glad to answer any questions that anyone might have about it.
Thank you so much, my friends. Thank you for being on the show today. And my new conference coming up for caregivers May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I know that AE Corner are going to highlight the Football Walker.
Oh, bless your heart.
Thank you
so much.
Best to you, and it's been a pleasure to visit with you, and I want to spread the word about this fabulous Football Walker.
Thank you, ladies. Have a delicious day.
You Thank too, you, Linda. Stay warm.
I will.
Hang in there and have a good trip to New York. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, it's going to be a little chilly, but I think I'll be okay. Right now, we want to hear from our wonderful partners.
Actually, I was going to go ahead and crush your hopes.
Why?
Because, let's see, tonight you'll be arriving. There will be a wintry mix, 60% chance of snow and ice, and it'll be raining, freezing rain this afternoon. Low tonight of 27.
Yeah, but I have my new boots on, so I'm going to wear my new boots. I got that long jacket with the thing. I'm good. I'm good. Like I say, I'm going from plane to car service to apartment.
Right. Okay.
Then I'll go in, have a little Prosecco, and we will be good.
I'd do two Proseccos for you.
Yeah. I don't want to do anything on the plane, because then I have to go to the bathroom. That's not fun. That's not good. That's not good. But I will say that there's no one sitting next to me on the plane as of right this moment.
Wow, there you go.
So I kind of like that.
Stretch out?
Yeah, I could have had like seat 27 I like the window. But yeah. If I went to like seat 30, I could have the window with no one next to me. I'm like, yeah, I'll do 30. Yeah,
all right.
So it's all good. All right, let's hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'll tell you, I just love Peggy's enthusiasm. It was so nice hearing from her on the show today. And when they made that commercial, she was 91. She's 93 now. So it's all going really well. So I'm so glad they were here today. So I want to talk to you about my friend Mary Daniels. She's been on the show before. She will be on the show, in a couple weeks. So Mary Daniels lives in Jacksonville. And her husband lived in a memory community. And she would go every single day to see her husband. And then COVID happened. And then it was shut down. And then Mary wasn't allowed to go in and see her husband. And so she would go and she would see him by the window. And he would just cry. Because he couldn't understand. And of course her heart was breaking like many other caregivers at the time. But what Mary did was, Mary got a job as a dishwasher at the community where he lived. So she would go in at night and wash dishes and prep the kitchen. She said, I never thought on my resume in my life would be dishwasher. But after she did that, she got to go see him and, you know, like tuck him in at night. Well, she has a huge Facebook following. It's called Caregivers for Compromise, because isolation kills too. And there's one for Florida, and there's, I think, one for every state right now. And I really believe in that because isolation does kill, too. I mean, that's why they call it solitary confinement. When they put one a person, they're punishing them away and don't let them talk to anybody. So Mary has come out with this new book, and she's trying to change some legislature. And Florida has had the most acceptance and help for caregivers, I think, a lot due to Mary's pushing and just keep going forward and getting other caregivers together. So she just came out with a new book, and it's called Saving Them to Death, The Impact of Isolation in Florida Long-Term Care. And like I said, she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks because she's fighting for other legislation to help caregivers. So I perused through this book, and there's all these stories, and one story out of the rest, out of the next just breaks my heart. It was like he could not speak or hug his beloved wife of 68 years. That could break that man's heart. Or I finally got to see Mom, and she had lost 40 pounds, and she was nonverbal. Or we were finally allowed to see my parents when ants were found in my mother's bed and she was hospitalized with ant bites. Bad stuff. His therapy came to stand still because he had no therapy, so all progress was lost. So now I got to visit my mom or my husband or my loved one, whoever the heck it is, and because I put them in a community because I couldn't take care of them by myself, and that was the best thing for them. And I'm not trying to bang the communities. It was tough, everything they went through. The communities counted on caregivers to come in and feed Mom or bathe Dad. Maybe Mom doesn't want anybody else to do that. The caregivers came in and they helped the people in the communities, the nurses, the CNAs, all of the staff. And then that stopped. That totally stopped. Some communities did a lot better job of it than others. Some did a terrible job. I heard of people going in to visit their loved one and finding out Dad's toenails hadn't been cut in 4 months. No. None of us should be living that way. So I will hope that you'll all go to, on Facebook, Caregivers for Compromise, because isolation kills too. Support this fund. I don't know if, part of me wants to tell you to buy the book. The other part of me says, oh my God, because you're going to buy this book and you're going to cry through most of the book. Because it's heartbreaking to see what some of the people have gone through. But I guess sometimes it's that painful thing that makes a change. That makes people sit up and say, I need to do something different. And I'm telling you, we're all aging. We're all aging. So who's going to be taking care of me someday? What community might I be in one day? How do I want to be treated? And have the conversations with your family while you can, when you're not having issues about how you want to be treated. You know, it was funny, recently my granddaughter came to visit, and she said to me, you know, Grandma, when you get older, you're not going to be able to live here. I said, what? She said, well, you have an upstairs and downstairs. That's going to be too much for you, Grandma. I said, honey, I bought this place with an upstairs and a downstairs because that's going to keep me alive, making me go upstairs and downstairs. I said, if it comes a time that I can't do that, you're going to get me one of them scooter chairs that's going to go up the stairs. But I need to have that conversation. And it was kind of kind that she's thinking about me, you know, about my future, because my grandchildren are all involved in, like, my whole caregiving community, and they see, you know, the things that happen. So I'm most grateful for that, but I need to say that. You know, I need to. My friend Brian LeBlanc has Alzheimer's, and he has actually made some videos for the people that are going to care for him in the future. Because he knows at one point his wife will not be able to care for him 24/7 and keep him safe. But the people that will be caring for him will be able to watch these videos where Brian says, please don't give me any breakfast the first thing in the morning. That's not my gig. I just want my coffee. And please, I need to go outside every day. Even if it's for a half hour, I just need to be outside. And I love dogs, if it's possible. And I really love Elvis Presley, but I hate these songs, so don't be putting them songs on me in earphones. You know, you think, oh, the guy likes Elvis Presley, he likes every Elvis Presley song. No. But I think that's fabulous that he's laying out for people. Because how do you know when it comes to the point where someone can't communicate anymore, can't really express their feelings, how do you know? So it's up to the caregivers, or more so today, I think, it's up to the individual. It's up to me to say what I want for my future. It's up to, because I'll tell you, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, you know, if I ever get any dementia, you know, I'm going to fake it as long as I damn can, like anybody else would. But I still need to have, because I can only fake it so long, and then it's going to happen. And if I didn't tell people what I want, maybe they're going to try to make me have that breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning that I really don't want. And then they're going to wonder, why is she cranky and irritable? Or why doesn't she want to talk to me anymore? So let's think about all that stuff. So I'm so glad that you're all here today, as always. I'm leaving for New York for a couple of days for some good time, hopefully, and some helping out time. So please keep your fingers crossed that my flight is good and it's all good, because I feel that the travel gods are always with me. It's a really good thing. And I always meet really interesting people there somewhere, too. So thanks for tuning in this week. We'll be back next Friday at 1 o'clock with Lynn, hopefully. Hopefully you're feeling better, Lynn. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. And trouble, and you need a helping hand.